Hello, you joyfully crumbly little flakes of beauty and wonder. Welcome to episode 13 of Carp On. I'm currently seated outside the gents' toilets on the third floor of the British Library. This is the quietest place I can find in the sprawling mess of London, and somewhere within a radius of roughly 100 metres from my buttocks are works by some of humanity's greatest minds, which is very exciting indeed. Copernicus, Newton, Archimedes, Leonardo da Vinci, etc., etc. So, like a tabloid journalist with an ill-gotten photo album of Meghan Markle nudes, I can't wait to have a good old nose through them before my Eurostar back home this evening. Yet here I've been for the last 3 hours, cobbling together on my phone a sort of audio diary of yesterday for your aural pleasure. I'm afraid that some of the recordings are dodgier than taking a sweep from a stranger's hip flask, but there's not much I can do about that, given my current situation. Having said that, I hope you may still enjoy this episode as I go deep inside the arsenal, breaching enemy lines as inconspicuously as Streptococcus bacteria clings to the underside of the toilet seats some 5 metres to my left. Remember, you can follow us on Twitter at CopOnPodcast or send us your hate mail, ransom notes and malware to CopOnPodcast@gmail.com. Here we are. Enjoy. Thank you for listening as ever. Bye. I've just woken up. I'm in the kitchen of my friend Natasha's place. She lives above a disused pub in Hounslow. It's about 9:45. It's exactly 9:45 a.m. on Saturday, match day, and I'm as excited as a puppy who hears the jangle of an unhooked dog lead. I got the news yesterday that the cosmos must truly listen to Cop On Podcast, as I've somehow been rewarded with free VIP tickets. I'm going to be in a box for my first Liverpool match for 11 years. The Hulk Hogan-esque pre-match confidence I was feeling yesterday has been slightly eroded by a good case of the jitters, but I'm still 70% sure we're going to get the away win. I've heard discussions on several of my favourite podcasts, Blood Red, the Anfield Rap, of course, and others, about our midfield. Should Jurgen start Milner or Shaqiri? It's a conundrum the late, great Stephen Hawking would have struggled with, but I'd go with the beautiful Cherdan, seeing as I want to see us attack like a banshee rescuing his kidnapped auntie. This is Owen from Cop On Podcast. This is my match day diary, installment number one, and I'm going to spend the rest of the morning running to make the world spin a bit faster so that, kickoff time can approach a bit quicker. See you in a bit. So here I am outside a cafe in Hounslow. We're opposite the station I'm about to get. It's very noisy here. We've got planes going overhead. It's near Heathrow Airport. There's a two-year-old walking past with a mobile phone. We've got all kinds of people here. I like Hounslow. And we're opposite a pub called the Bulstrode Bull Bar. I think there's some rugby fans here because we're close to Twickenham. And I don't know, the clouds are moving quite fast overhead. People from all different countries, all different walks of life are here. I love it. Love the cosmopolitan atmosphere. And I'm here with my friend Natasha as a British Airways plane flies low overhead. Natasha, you're... to me, I'm quite mystified because you're not really a football fan. What don't you like about football?
Well, I think it's the fact that I don't understand it, and I feel kind of out of the loop. I'd like to be in the loop, maybe, but I don't know enough about it. And it's like a family. I'm not in the family.
Well, you can join the Liverpool family at any point. That's the thing. It's open to all.
What, so are there any requirements? What do I need to do? What knowledge should I brush up on to become a Liverpool fan?
Well, you just need to watch the match and then hope that Liverpool wins. I mean,
that's pretty easy. I can do that. I can start today.
Excellent.
I don't have a telly, so how would I keep track?
I'm sure they'll show it at the Bulstrode Bull Bar opposite, or, you know, one of these local pubs.
I shall head there. I shall head there this afternoon, 3 o'clock, 3 p.m.
Well, no, it's a 5:30 kickoff today. Okay. So, yes.
5:30 kicking. Okay.
Kick off.
Kick off.
Yes.
Do I need to know the vocabulary? If I'm going to go to the Bulstrode pub, which I think I might, do I need to know what the lingo is to be able to talk to these fans?
Oh, that's a very good question. I mean, you're going to be surrounded by Arsenal fans, probably, okay. So you don't want to be... there'll be more Arsenal fans than Liverpool fans, I imagine. So in order not to be, attacked, perhaps you should say that regardless of the result, Emery needs time. Okay. Can you repeat that?
Yeah. Regardless of the results, Emery needs just time.
There you go. Perfect. And then yeah, you'll be in with the Arsenal crowd. Yeah.
So football is like you learn the script. This is what I teach my kids at school. You've got to learn scripts. And then you can be able to fit into any situations. If I learn that line, Emery needs time, I'm in.
Exactly, regardless of the result.
Regardless of the result, Emery needs time.
Excellent, perfect. And in your bones, okay, one final question. In your bones, in your sort of, you know, mystical connection with the universe, what do you think the score will be between Liverpool and Arsenal today?
See, I'm good at predictions, and I'm going to go with my gut. It's going to be... Are you ready?
I'm ready.
2-1, Liverpool.
I hope so. Thank you very much, Natasha.
Thank you.
So, just stepped off the underground at Caledonian Road. It's 4 hours... approximately before kickoff. I'm nothing if not ridiculously early, so I've got a few hours to kill. I'm going to try and catch bits of the second half of Bournemouth Man United if I can, and see if we can find anybody to interview. Excellent. So I'm here with my dad's friend Colin, a big Arsenal fan, season ticket holder, is that right?
That's right, Owen, season ticket holder, yes mate, right opposite the dugout.
Very nice, very nice. Yep. So you can sort of wave at the manager. How do you think he's doing this year, in his first year, Unai Emery?
I think he's doing a lot better than I expected for the start. I thought the first game against City, I expected that. They didn't get out of third gear, City, but, you know, it literally looked like a new team put together with this manager. But, yeah, we've not played anything people say are great teams, but we can only beat what's put in front of us, and it'll build our confidence up.
Exactly, and how confident are you for today? If you were to sort of give a percentage of how confident you are of an Arsenal victory.
Probably about 85%, I'd say. The thing that worries me is it's a backline what everyone says. They don't really work as a team at the back. And, you know, we've got the Torreira in the middle now that's breaking a lot of things up and making it easier for them. But we've still not got a commanding man in the middle of the back four.
Yeah, I mean, that's what people have been saying. And people have also been wondering about, you know, whether you reckon the manager will start with Ozil and Aubameyang and Lacazette, or he'll leave one of them on the bench. What do you reckon?
I think he's got to go with all three of them, especially like Aubameyang and Lacazette, because I think they're really starting to get something going between the pair of them. They're running off of each other well. They're playing like a pair of players that played together for quite a while now. So it's looking good. And if Ozil does get a bit of space behind him, he can do a bit of damage. You know, he really can.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, if I was setting up against Liverpool, I would definitely start all three of them. But no, excellent stuff. And this is the 12 Pins pub. Tell us a bit about this pub.
It's a serious Arsenal pub. It's quite a big place, and we've had some proper glory days down here over the years, you know, with the Invincibles and what have you. It's a real lively pub. It's an okay pub, yeah.
Excellent. So yeah, do get down here if you're an Arsenal fan or if you're a very brave opposition fan. I'm a little bit scared, but yes, hopefully I'll survive and see you soon. So now as the atmosphere hots up outside the 12 Pins pub, I'm joined by Lee, who's another Arsenal fan. Lee, how confident are you feeling of an Arsenal victory today?
I'm pretty confident. We've been playing very, very well recently. Torreira's holding us up in the middle, which I've been enjoying watching. Who else have we got?
Well, you've got your front three, Ozil, Aubameyang, Lacazette. They've been ripping it up, haven't they?
I'm just really pleased that we've got strikers in the team that are scoring. We haven't had that for the last few years. But recently with Aubameyang and Lacazette, it's just brilliant to watch. Really, really good. And Mesut Ozil's coming into his own as well now because he's got some good strikers to pass to.
Absolutely. So you're happy with Unai Emery and his team? I mean, you know, how do you think, what do you expect for them for the rest of the season? I mean, what do you want to see from Arsenal this season?
I'd like to see a bit of fight. We haven't seen much fight in recent years. It's more going for the top four. I'd like to see some more fight for some trophies. You know, we should really be going for the UEFA Cup this year. Carling Cup, FA Cup, we should be going for all of them. In recent years, we've not been going for that under Wenger.
Excellent. All right. So for today, I mean, what kind of prediction do you have in terms of the score? I mean, you know, if you look into the crystal ball.
2-1 Arsenal.
Love it. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Lee. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks a lot.
So this is always one of my favourite moments of watching a live football match. We're just walking towards the ground. I don't know how well you can hear me. It's quite windy. Yes, you can probably hear the wind now. There's a gust. But, you know, there's hundreds of people all walking to the match. Everybody's got that air of excitement as we walk past these terraced houses. And everybody's got a sort of spring in their step, expecting a cracking game of football. Yes, we're going to meet our contacts outside the box entrance north, and I can't wait. A bit hungry, you know. Hope they've got, you know, some classy food like cheeseburgers or something. And see you in a bit. Wow. So here I am, VIP box. You can hear the crowd. It's 10 minutes gone of this match. The crowd are really up for it. I've got Guendouzi about 15 metres to my left. Can't quite summon up the courage to invite him onto Cop On Podcast. But I gotta say, I'm freaking loving this. Being here, seeing this tight match. We've started well, although Arsenal are, I don't know, it's a tight, cagey one so far. We'll see what happens. Things are not going as foreseen here. It's a scrappy first half an hour. Liverpool giving the ball away a bit too much. Trent is struggling at right back. Torreira dominating the central defensive midfield is having the game of his life there to stop us. We've had a couple of half chances. Everything's going through Mo Salah. Mane is his usual, you know, slithering like a python in wait for his prey. He hasn't really attacked as yet, and we'll see what happens. But this is it's been an intriguing first half hour of 0-0, but nonetheless attacking football from both teams. And it's a good atmosphere here at Arsenal. Into the second half now. It's an Arsenal corner, still 0-0, some 15 minutes gone into the second half. Around there, Liverpool defending well. It's a nervy game. It's a great game. The players from either side are really trying their best to get a foothold, get that first goal. Will it happen? Will it not? I'm not sure. Crowd are still up for this one. And I have to say, I've had a couple of beers. And Milner whacks it in. Wonderful play from Robertson. A beautiful curved pass down the left from Mane. who caused havoc with his powerful low drive into the box, and there was Jimmy Milner to do the textbook thing and whack it to where the keeper was coming from, back towards the far post. Absolutely fantastic. It's Liverpool 1, Arsenal 0. The Arsenal fans are trying to react, but this has got to be good for Liverpool's confidence. Should have done way better. 6 minutes to go. Anything's possible.
So we've made it back. It's 9 minutes to midnight. We've made it back to our Airbnb. Have to talk quietly. Don't want to wake up the neighbours. Although we have a twin room to share, Alex and I. We're trying not to wake the neighbours now, but you know, apparently both of us snore like hippopotami. So that could all go wrong very short. But yes, you know, in terms of the treatment we got today, it was very, very nice. I mean, well done for Arsenal. I survived the hornet's nest. I mean, I haven't been attacked, you know, maimed in any way.
People treated you quite well.
They did. They accepted my leanings towards Liverpool, and I kept a poker face when Milner scored that lovely finish. I thought Virgil van Dijk was outstanding, you know, although he should have scored it by his own admission. But it was just very nice. And then we happened to sort of hang out with the assistant manager of Arsenal after the match, who was talking to us a little bit about their tactics, how they created space, and that was something that Arsenal did well all match. With the ball, he dominated the ball, 62% possession to our 38. And, you know, he said that, you know, you get the ball with the centre-back, and then the pass to midfield, and then immediately from central midfield, you play it out wide to your full-back, and the way that Liverpool set up with the three compact midfielders, your wide players then have space, and you can build from there. That was a nice little tactical insight. Anyway, it's late. I can hear some sort of, you know, passive aggressive coughing coming from next door. So perhaps we should wrap this up. This is Cop on Podcast, 2 minutes to midnight. After what was all in all, despite the disappointment of the Lacazette elbow to the chops, 8 minutes to go. You know, this is Cop on Podcast saying, you know, good night.